I just discovered it on Monday, and I was devastated to see it. First of all, I totally condemn the tax that's been on the church. And then when I went to visit our family grave, all the vases and all the wee things you put on a grave were all disappeared. The grave was just sitting derelict. I just came out and cried. I went there and got some flowers to put it back on it. I mean, I would love to meet those young people and just ask them, tell me why you don't. I mean, we lived in Lifford ourselves. We have a family home. We were farmers. And a lot of people came to our home, and as they always do in Donegal, you get fed. And maybe some of those young people, their fathers or their grandfathers, sat at our table. My family now is lying in their resting place. Can they not rest in peace?
There's to be a community meeting in Lifford tomorrow with a number of community representatives and people meeting with Reverend Hay and others. It's hoped that meeting may lead to some progress. Would you share that hope?
I really hope so. Unfortunately, I'm away on mayor's duty in London, but I'm ringing Mrs. Starrett this evening to tell her that I fully support everything they do. Because, you know, they make it a drinking den. They're drinking in behind the church. All the litter and all is about. In fact, one day we were up at the grave, and there was a rope on a tree, and they were literally using it as a swing. So, I mean, what respect have they for anyone? I'd like to tell young people, just try and treat other people the way they'd like to be treated themselves.